I am woman. Hear me attempt not to cry. I can do this. I can do this. I have a master's degree, okay? I've been in further education with pretentious pricks. I'm not scared of anything. Not even the thought of making a total fool of myself in front of my significant other. Nope. Absolutely not. That's not terrifying at all. I am woman. I can wear thigh highs and chokers and lacy things because I am a grown-up. It is my choice how I dress my body, and yes, up until this point it's been jeans and glasses and very basic everyday tops, but you know, live in the moment and try to get an orgasm out of this. Or at least approval. I don't expect sex, obviously, because I'm not a creep. Okay, stop talking to yourself in the mirror, but actually, this is quite cathartic. Okay. 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 Trying on the dress. It's a little bit tighter than I wanted it to be. Oh, where's the... Ah, oh, there we go. Oh, thank God for zips. Thought we were done for that, Tommy. No? We live to tell another tale. Okay, Oh God. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh my God, am I pretty? I might be pretty. Oh my goodness, wait. I have a waist. An actual, innie a bit, outie a bit waist. Who knew that bad girl was hiding under all these beige layers? Not moi. I personally think that deserves a twirl. Oh, look how quickly it takes for me to feel myself. The fickleness of consumerism. Okay, waist-cinching black dress, check. Let's just try on the dreaded thigh highs and not cry when they don't fit. Okay, I can do this. I have done theses and papers and worked with people in group projects where I did all the fucking work. I can do this. I am a woman who has disproportionately large thighs, but I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I'm a little bit afraid. Please fit. And a one and a two and a please to good God. I am not used to this, I'm out of no inconvenience. Here I am. Not being inconvenienced. What is going on? In fact, no. No. Do not question. Do not tempt the universe. Just accept that the things are fitting. Okay. Last one. Oh, good God. Look at that. They're both... firmly on, and yes, there's a little bit of chub hanging over the top, but I've actually heard conflicting opinions on that online. Women tend to not like it, men tend to, ooh, mama, so we shall see. Thank God I'm a bisexual. I have a fighting chance. Okay, am I crazy, or do I actually have very nice legs? Oh my God! Oh my God, you absolute... Oh, I want to scream at you to get out, but I'm too far in. Oh my God. Exactly how long have you been there? Oh, howdy how, long enough to appreciate the legs. Yes, thank you. I knew mortification was around the corner. Well, you know, actually the joke's on you because this was supposed to be a surprise for you and now you've just turned it into me being embarrassed and slightly annoyed, so... Congratulations. I am not cute, I am woman, I am... thigh-high, dommy-something queen. I don't know, there was all these adjectives and femme and dom and top and... mommy something about milk. I don't... Oh, for goodness sake. I just know that you like goth and goth aesthetic and the mommy milkers or whatever they're called and the big tits and the chokers and the women that are slightly terrifying but also, oh my god, come here. So, stupidly, I thought, you know, why not give it a go? Partly for you, and also partly for moi. Well, before I got a proper job, I never had the money to dress how I wanted. Everything was from a charity shop. And there's nothing wrong with shopping in charity shops, but at the time, they didn't have a lot of variety. So it was jeans and a t-shirt, and I'm grateful for having those clothes, and there's nothing wrong with dressing basic. I'm not attacking anybody. I thought it could be fun. Don't call me adorable. Don't. No hugging. You're not taking me seriously. You're just going, oh, poor little nerdy girl. Exactly, currently not as poor, so currently has the monies to explore. I did not mean for that to rhyme, but it actually did make me smile, so. Now, I know I don't have to dress a certain way to please you, that's not... I did this because I agree. The goth ladies do look amazing, and, you know, since I got paid and I had money to actually play with, I thought, well, you have a try then. And I know I'm short, and I know I don't have the biggest boobs in the world, but I was inspired by the very tall, very busty ladies, and I know I'm never gonna look like them, but... I can wear a black dress and thigh highs. And a choker. I also have a choker and black lipstick and... Do you know what? Let's actually start this over. You go wait in the bedroom. I'm going to close this door and a transformation will happen. I'm going to do my hair and my makeup and my eyeliner and my choker and you are going to give me an honest opinion. Go. This has nothing to do with goth aesthetic. I've always been bossy. Go. Vid vid. I'm going to leave a gothic impression on you whether you like it or not. I don't know why I phrased it that way, because clearly you're delighted. Sit on the bed. I'll be 2 minutes. Okay. Titties high, ass fat. Let's do this. Are you ready? Okay. Now I want a genuine reaction. I don't want you to simper to me and just say... Hello. I didn't do anything with my voice. It was just... Sorry. Sorry. What do you think? Will I pass for scarousing? I may know words. I may know many words I couldn't possibly say.
Is that any way to speak to your goth queen? Come here.
Well, maybe if you ask nicely, I might. I would like a please at the beginning and a thank you at the end. I am wearing boots, yes. Well, it's not really complete unless you're wearing heels or boots, so... I can't walk in heels, so... boots it is. Please don't say it if it's not true.
I think you might.
Because you love me and you don't want to hurt my feelings? Oh, my feelings have nothing to do with it. You really like so I don't look like a complete idiot. I'll take partial idiot.
Oh, you just made my day. You appreciate the little chub above the thigh highs.
Oh, you're a good one. Or is that not what a goth queen would say? Would she say, "You are not a good one, you are a bad one. You are a very, very, very bad one, and you deserve to be punished with my mouth." See, you're pretty honest. Well, I passed for a goth girl in training. Oh, you need to have a closer look at me. How convenient for you. Oh, you need to check out this pretty choker, of course. You need to smell that perfume on my neck. You need to know exactly what material these thigh highs are made out of, I understand. You are very meticulous. Who could blame you, really? I mean, you are cultured in the ways of God. Well, you know what they look like. You know what they smell like. Do you, in fact, know what they feel like? Juicy. And just how would you know that?
course you're feeling these ample thighs. And you feel plenty of juice. Are you sure you're not just a pervert? Well, if it walks, talks, and feels like a pervert, there is a reasonable possibility that you're dealing with a pervert. I never said anything about disliking perverts. If anything, I feel strangely akin with them. Well, we really do have so much in common. I will happily be your goth queen if you'll be my pervert. Will you make a very convincing one to me? You're a dummy thick pervert. If I ever, ever saw one. But what do you expect sneaking up on me while they're changing? Shameless on top of being a pervert, if you ask me. But then again, goths do value sincerity. And romance. And intrigue. And tales of drama and angst. And really, what's more romantic or angsty or dramatic than a pervert? Only when they're my pervert. Yes, I am smudging you with black lipstick. What of it? You're a mess, but you're my man. Thank God for more money. And God clothing. Being easily accessible via the internet. I would gladly make a mess of you. Yes, but torturing you is part of the job description.
I don't know why, but I'm suddenly feeling more confident about this. Oh, I couldn't possibly say why. Just so I know, are the boots and the thigh-high staying on, or... Okay, good. That's the boots took ages.